Now, you might have been taking advantage of some cheap cow's milk in the supermarkets lately, but you'll need to pay more if you want to drink goat's milk. Demand from Asia for goat milk, from Australia in particular, is going through the roof. In fact, the prices paid to farmers for goat milk is reported at around $1.75 a litre. Now, compare that to what farmers get for cow's milk. That can be just a little over 30 cents a litre in some cases. We'll hear more about the industry shortly from a Victorian processor who's here with me right now. Just had me tasting a glass of goat's milk. We'll talk about that in detail soon. But first, let's head north to Queensland to visit Brian Venton. Brian owns Ubuta Goat Stud, half an hour out of Townsville, and he's expanding his goat farm to meet demand.
Baby ones. Right, I'm feeding them at the moment. These are the farmers. These are the milking goats. And we've got, this is the start of our herd. We've got four have kidded already. We've got another four that are about to kid soon. And then we'll breed from these and we'll get the herd up to about 20 to 30. And we're hopefully milking that number all the time. And we'll run a split herd probably in the course of the year so that we can supply milk over a constant period of time.
What made you decide goat milk over goat meat?
The goat milk is obviously consumed every day. It gives us the capacity to have cash flow every day. Obviously, you're selling milk every day, every week, and it gives us the capacity to transition into producing the cheeses and the yogurts and so on. And we're setting up a mobile processing facility on site here that will give us the capacity to do all that pasteurisation process if we want to go that way as well. So we'll have the raw product as well as a processed product. That's the plan.
They seem pretty hungry.
They're hungry, yeah. They love this tucker. And they were, as you saw earlier on, they were out in the paddocks there, and you just call home and they'll come running. And of course, they come home, you've got to reward them for a bit of tucker, so that's what we're doing now.
I saw all the boxes in the garage, which you've just imported a pasteuriser from the US. What's the security in having a pasteuriser there? Because you were explaining earlier there is a market for raw goat milk as well.
Yeah, well, it just gives us options. You need a pasteurising facility to produce your cheeses and your yogurts, so it gives us a multifaceted approach from a small herd point of view, just to service the local market.
Is there a market for goat's milk at the moment?
Yes, there's currently only two registered raw goat milk dairies in Queensland, one down in the Lowood Toowoomba area and one up at, in the Gympie area, and we're hoping to get certification in process towards the end of the year to be a third one to service this top end.
So what's the difference between raw goat milk and pasteurised goat milk?
The raw goat milk obviously is unprocessed, so that it's straight from the udder to the bottle to the consumer, and so therefore it contains a lot of those nutrients that are naturally in the milk. The moment you go through a pasteurising process, then it heats the milk to a set temperature, and then it kills off not only some of the bad microorganisms that may be present in a milk, but it also kills us off a lot of the good stuff that's in a product.
Why don't we see too many goat milk farms in North Queensland?
Well, there's plenty of people that own goats in the region and right throughout Australia. I think part of the difficulty, a lot of people are small herds where they're producing animals for perhaps an export market or to improve the breeding lines of the milking goats. But it's fairly challenging to get yourself in a place where you can actually produce the milk and get the certifications and so on. So I'm hoping to try and create a bit of a pattern or an example of what can be done and by what we're doing here and going through the whole process. And if somehow I can make that process available to others to get... There's a lot of growers that have got small herds that could quite easily, you know, move and transition into that next phase if they wanted to. I'm hoping to try and provide a bit of a process of how that might happen for somebody.
Brian Venton. He's starting up a raw goat milk farm just out of Townsville in Queensland. He was speaking there to our reporter, Marty McCarthy. Well, you'd have to wonder if Brian Venton's been looking at the website of Caprilac. That's a major producer of goat milk, yogurt and powder with farms in Victoria's Gippsland region. Caprilac has a ready market for its products here in Australia, but a lot of the demand is also coming from Asia, and it's increasing. To tell us more, Caprilac director John Gomans is with me in the studio. G'day, John. How are you?
Good, thank you, Cameron. Nice to be here.
Now, what are you, a Kiwi initially?
Initially a Kiwi, yes. Yeah. Came over here about 7 years ago.
So how'd you get into goats?
Well, it's actually my wife's fault. She said after we first graduated from university that she wanted to milk some goats, so we started in the early 80s.
Okay, and when we talk about your business, you're not in the raw goat's milk game. You look at other things, yogurt, pasteurised milk, powder.
Yeah, that's correct. We supply milk and yogurt to all the major supermarkets and bulk milk to the cheesemakers, and then some milk we turn into powder.
Now, I just tried it, and it tastes like milk.
It does that, yeah. And it's good milk too.
I'm not sure what I was expecting, because I hadn't tried goat's milk before. It's a touch sweeter, perhaps, than cow's milk.
Yeah, we think it's good milk. Mm. Most of our consumers are very surprised when they taste good goat's milk.
Because what are they expecting?
Well, I think most of them expect it to taste like a billy goat. In fact, that's one of our major complaints, is people accuse us of putting cow's milk in the bottle.
In the goat's milk bottle.
Yeah, but we don't, I can assure you.
So what's going on? Why is there something of an increase in demand for goat's milk? Do you know what's driving it?
Well, I think what's happening is people are looking for alternatives, and they're coming to realise that good goat's milk is a nice product, whereas they have this original expectation that it's something quite different. So there's also growth in the consumer demand for novelty cheeses or speciality cheeses. Mm. It's coming from multiple sources. One, the people who want to have something different, like they believe that cow's milk is not for them, so they
Maybe lactose intolerant or self-diagnosed, yeah, as lactose intolerant, and
absolutely, yeah, all those things. So that group of people are now moving away from the soy alternative to goat milk. Mm-hmm. And as well, there's been quite a bit of demand for, like I said before, these speciality cheeses. And then the trouble that some of the large dairy companies have had in China has also increased demand for
trouble in terms of food safety, the melamine scares. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and they're becoming more discerning in terms of what they want for their children. And there's good evidence that people with an Asian background can tolerate goat's milk a lot better than cows.
Okay, so there's a few things going for you. There's a certain segment of the milk market that's doing really well, isn't there? We hear so much about the so-called supermarket wars and the cut price milk there, but if you look at the specialty milks, if I call them that, those that are targeting people with health or nutrition concerns, or whether it's the location of the milk or organic or whatever it might be, that segment, goat's milk, seems to be doing quite well and charging a decent price for what's being sold.
Yeah, those segments are doing well. Don't forget, of course, that the price for cow's milk, I'd say, is a little bit low anyway. So we look inflated when, the comparison is probably too low. But yes, people definitely want the alternatives.
Mm. So let's talk export for a moment. So that's the powder product that goes to China?
Do export a little bit of fresh milk and yogurt.
Yeah?
But mainly it's powders, yes.
Yeah, okay. Just because logistically it's easier to move the powder around, storage and all the rest?
Absolutely. Yeah. Milk goes off quite quickly if you're not careful.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's demand growing there. Who are your competitors?
Soy milk.
Yeah?
Yeah, the competition for goat's milk is not from other goat milk producers at this stage.
Why? There's just not enough around. Supply doesn't meet demand.
Basically, that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to do that with a note of caution. It's still a very small industry. I'm not trying to encourage a massive increase in supply, because that would give us a lot of trouble as well.
You're just as happy to keep the market to yourself at this point.
No. I just don't want to see another ostrich egg failure.
Yeah, okay. Because it is, a cottage industry is still relatively small. It's not, we're talking about it as if it's booming, and it is doing well, but it's keeping it in perspective.
Yeah, from a very small base. So, you know, we're busy growing the brands and creating security, because we need to have security for our farmers and our suppliers as well.
Yeah, okay. So you seek supply at the moment from farms, what, predominantly in eastern Victoria, and then some from New Zealand as well?
Well, we have an operation in New Zealand, but here in Australia, we're looking to gain another one or two farmers, which will give us sustainable and practical growth, really.
Yeah, okay. Why would cow dairies switch? Is that the sort of thing that's likely to happen, or are they set up specifically with all the investment in milking cows and it doesn't make sense to switch to goats?
It's quite a different setup. The whole cow dairy, goat dairy, is you can't just milk goats on a cow milking platform. It's quite different, really. But we have got dairy farmers, cow farmers, who wish to change.
Yeah.
And we're working through that with a couple of them.
You wouldn't need so much land for your goats, I imagine, either.
About 1-7 is the ratio. Okay. 1 cow is 7 goats.
Yeah.
One of the problems with goats, of course, is you need so much labour to look after them. Basically, 1 goat is 1 cow in terms of labour.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a lot of work.
And you get a fair bit less liquid out of them, less
you
milk
do,
out of
you
them.
You do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting that it is catching on, though. What's next then? Where are you looking to expand? What do you want to do from here?
Well, you know, we want to satisfy the domestic market. Because that's growing. People have come to realise that good goat milk has got good flavour. So that market is growing. But long term, I think our future lies into building brands with milk powders and infant formulas. So that's what we're doing. We're doing that in conjunction with our New Zealand operation, which is where we actually make our infant formula. So we're busy building those brands as fast as we can.
Again, with China in mind.
Well, it's not just China. It's all of Asia and Southeast Asia. We, in fact, export to all of Asia, Southeast Asia, and sometimes to the Middle East as well.
So there's plenty of growth in those markets as well.
At the moment, there is.
Do you face a challenge? Not so much with the powder, I guess, because you can store that for quite a while, but for the fresh products, I know when it comes to milking cows, there's some times of the year it's harder to keep supply going than others, and the milk processors will pay a premium to get milk during that time. Is it difficult to keep the goat milk supply year-round?
It certainly is, and that's, I guess, where we've been different than the others. A lot of goat milkers in the past have dried off for 3 or 4 months, so we've worked hard to have 12 months supply.
Yeah, because you can't get on a supermarket shelf with only 8 months of the year.
Absolutely. They'll kick you off quick as you can speak about it.
You like them as animals? They're sort of, they've got character, haven't they?
They're a wonderful animal. They'll spend 24 hours a day trying to eat your roses.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a strong point, though, is
it? No, it's not.
What do you feed them if you're milking them?
We feed ours a mix of fresh cut pasture, maize silage, and a bit of grain bought, you know, a bit of barley and stuff.
Yeah, not roses and old boots.
Not roses and
around.
Old boots, no.
How long do they live for?
We get about 3 or 4 lactations out of the average milking doe.
Okay, so that's a fair bit shorter than what you get out of a cow. So it'll take your time to build up and expand. But
It does. It takes time.
And the name of the business, Caprilac. Explain to me.
Well, Caprilac, Capri, it means goat, as in Caprine. If you believe in the stars, Capricorn, that's the sign of the goat, and lac is, of course, milk.
All right, well, it's an interesting business, an interesting area of agriculture that's doing all right, that's growing at the moment. John, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you, Cameron.
John Gomans from Caprilac, the director of Caprilac. So there you go, goat's milk. I can promise you it tastes like cow's milk. It's not terribly different at all.